Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know over the next 100 days, from innovation to the business, design, tech, and culture. I am Fazlan Esau. Today, we're joined by four brand new additions to the Label Sessions roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello and welcome, everyone. So just a few quick intros to who we're chatting to today. So hello and welcome to Charlotte Wilkinson, who managed to somehow launch a bank during the pandemic and still make it look good. Charlotte blends creative firepower with calm under pressure, repositioning icons and launching fintech challenges while leading teams through chaos with clarity. And also a big hello and welcome to Art Erickson, the behavioral science expert who thinks commercially. Art is the creative force behind ideas that don't just win awards, they change behavior and drive revenue. He blends empathy, strategy, and action to make brands matter. Also, big hello to Lisa Roberts, the delivery lead behind the UK's F&B tech rollout. Lisa is the calm force behind complex tech transformations at Costa, Pret, and Arlo, fixing broken programs, aligning cross-functional teams, and delivering results without the burnout. And then also a big hello and welcome to Sabina Begum, merging technology with user experience to create impactful narratives. Sabina brings structure and soul to product launches, blending brand UX and dev know-how to build standout experiences through Web 2, Web 3, and beyond. Awesome. So today's first question is a really interesting one, and it is really sort of, we've been seeing it all over, and the question is, have we reached peak collab? Or is it still exciting when we see brands come together? So fashion brands have been coming together to create limited edition products for a long time, but now every brand is trying to stand out by joining in. If you're leading a brand right now, are collabs the obvious choice when you want to appeal to a new market? Or do many collab projects end up confusing consumers on what they actually stand for? What does everyone think about it? Have we reached peak collabs?
I do have something to say. No, I think, like, of course, the fatigue is real because basically, if you're trying to slap logos together just to save a weak brand, it's not going to do anything, which again comes down to the brand mediocrity that we see now. It's like, it's just a lot of sameness. It's a lot of brands trying to add to what I define as the content pollution. There's so much content happening to the point that we really have a hard time figuring out, like, why should I care about this? So I think it all comes down to, again, having empathy to the audience and then trying to figure out, how do I add value to my audience's lives and experiences? How do I tackle their needs, their issues, and how do I solve a problem if that's the case? And I think if that's the basis for the collaboration, then it's going to resonate, it's going to add emotional value, it's going to add engagement, and it's going to mean something to people. But if it's just because you want to collab with a cool brand and you just want to get access to another audience because that's interesting to you, I don't think that's going to work anymore.
Yeah, just want to add to that. I'm finding back in the days when we had, you know, collaborations with was it Adidas and Gucci and H&M and Balmain, there was a huge cultural movement, you know, people were really excited for the drop. Whereas now, with so many brands kind of wanting to jump the bandwagon, we're kind of losing sight. So what I tend to do with my clients when they always want to jump on a, let's do a collaboration and we can kind of go into another audience and tap in, I'm like, is the chemistry there? And I ask them that question, you know, is that chemistry there and why are we collaborating? Do we have the shared values? Because when you're creating a community and we're, you know, it should be more impactful. And kind of going back to Arnold, what you had said, you know, it's about empathy and connecting. And I feel at the moment there is just a big jargon of a lot of collaboration and it means absolutely nothing. You know, when we go back and think about trainers and limited edition, if everyone does limited editions, is it limited edition anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
I think there is a space though. I worked in jewellers for quite a few years, and it was back in the 90s when all this was kicking off. And the cool, and from somebody internal to a company, watching these designers come in, and obviously I work in IT, but I'm, you know, sit and work very closely with all the other teams, and the excitement that the teams get from getting a fresh face, fresh ideas, that creativeness, and it adds to their creativeness because but they almost get a little stale with their thought process because they're talking to the same people all the time. And just bringing some fresh blood in even gives the internal teams that extra emphasis to go on and do something different. And it does help with their engagement too, and the team's engagement within the company. But I don't actually see, I mean, with the previous two comments of the big brands collaborating, again, you know, I'm not going to repeat what you've said, but exactly, I completely agree with you. But I think there is still a space for these smaller designers, if you like, who are only going to get to the general public through these collaborations with the likes of John Lewis and Marks and Spencers, because it is their way in. And also, I think it benefits the consumer and the teams and the designers, because the designers get a way into the business and actually see how businesses work, which is hard to do, isn't it, if you don't know business. And just some conversations I've been having recently with stuff that we all probably all take for granted of, this is how a business runs and this is how a business works. Other people have not been exposed to it and don't have that experience. So I really do think collaboration for the small designers has still got some space in this area, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would definitely build on what everyone has said. I don't think we've hit peak collab, but I think we've hit really peak lazy collab, right? I think when it's done well, it can really work. And to build on Lisa's point, you know, for younger, newer designers who maybe don't have the reputation yet, there can be a lifeline, right? You know, they're opening the doors to scale, to new production, to different consumers that they might not hit on their own, in their own profiles, their own channels. I think if I was leading a brand right now that was considering a collaboration, I'd be asking like the internal team three questions. Does it deepen our brand story? To Arne's point earlier about authenticity with the brand, understanding why you're there, who you serve and what you deliver. Does it genuinely like bring creative stretch? Like to Lisa's point, to the internal team, to the collaborating team, does it generally like excite all those people and bring something new to the table? And then thirdly, really importantly, like, will it make sense to our core audience? If a collab is to reach a new audience that you wouldn't normally reach on your own, you have to do that without alienating the loyal brand that you've been spending so many years kind of trying to bring along with your story. So if it doesn't answer, if I don't have really clear answers to those three questions, then I'm not doing it.
I think like that really is, I think the essence is like, it needs to be alignment. Like if the two brands that are collaborating, if they align when it comes to core values, the audience needs, etc., of course, then there can be a valuable collaboration to happen. And as Lisa said, like small designers, small brands that needs access to and tap into a market, absolutely. But of course, sometimes, and we've seen that quite a bit in as of late, is like there's this brand collaboration that you just question like, why? Because it doesn't resonate. You just like, these two things are opposites, and sometimes we can say that opposites attract. But if again the align the values and mission and vision and the audiences don't align, it just becomes nonsense. And like you said, Charlotte, is like, it's the laziness of, you know, just doing a collab for the collab's sake, and to get that little second of attention, because that's what everyone is craving at the moment.
I just wanted to jump on that. I think I've noticed within Web 2, within Web 2 and Web 3, obviously you've got very different marketing strategies. I still think Web 3 still don't understand it. And kind of jumping back on kind of what Lisa, you said, and Charlotte, and same with Arna, in terms of asking those questions, because I've had clients where they've just done a collaboration for the sake of it, and then they've had backlash from the actual audience where they're like, well, you know, you haven't spoken to us. We feel, you know, they feel very personal about it. So I think it's been smart. I definitely think it does help if, you know, if it's a small business, but it's been really smart about who you want to collaborate with. Is that going to do the long stretch versus just the hype culture? Because a brand needs to kind of last longer. And I do get a lot of clients that will ask, you know, can we get a meme that goes viral? And I'm like, yeah, a meme's not going to, it's not more quality of customers. You know, you want a repeat customer, and building customers, building an audience actually takes a lot more. Like, it's about community, and you need to connect again with that whole empathy and make them feel. And I think that's where I find it's really fascinating with AI and coming into play, is where you kind of draw the line between how it can help and enhance. So going back to kind of what Lisa said, you know, small, I mean, designers would massively you know, be grateful for being able to work with a bigger brand where they will be exposed to a bit more experience. But again, it's just being really smart about which brand you're going to be partnering with, and not for the sake of, we're just going to have a short viral moment and it won't be a long-term repeat customer or audience.